Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Yvette Harmony Dex. I am known as the Spiritual Harmonizer, and it is a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Tuesday morning here in Dallas, Texas. And this is January the 12th of 2016. And I just want to invite you in to have a seat with me, get a cup of coffee, get something to eat, and we're just going to have a great time here. Once again, I am your host, Yvette Harmony Jett, better known as the Spiritual Harmonizer. And for those of you that know me or those of you that don't know me, I just want to introduce myself, tell you what I do, how I do it, and why I do it. But what I do is I help you become one with your soul. I make sure that there's no lack, limitation, or scarcity within your soul so that every part of your being, every part of all of our beings is one, so that there's no discord nor dissonance in your life whatsoever, so that every aspect of our lives is one beautiful harmonic note, so that anything in your life does not have to do harm to any other aspect of your life. And that's what the Spiritual Harmonizer does. And the way I do that is through 7 keys to spiritual harmony. I break down the word harmony, and in the word harmony, there are 7 letters, and I break that down to 7 keys, to 7 essential keys to the perfect harmony, to the perfect life. Why I do what I do is I like what's happened in my life. I have observed my own life and the lives that I've come in contact with and shared these entities and these keys with. And I must say, it has transformed not only my life, but others' lives as well. And I do it because when you're connected spiritually to your soul, when you're connected spiritually to the world, when you live in a world of pure consciousness, pure awareness, your whole life opens up. It becomes a beautiful sheet of wonderful music, music that can transform every aspect of your life. And so that's why I do what I do. I do all of that under the umbrella of the Spiritual Harmony Network. And the Spiritual Harmony Network has 3 major components to it. The 3 major components to the Spiritual Harmony Network, of course, is the Power of 7 Prayer Summit. The Power of 7 Prayer Summit, we get together every 3rd Monday of the month, and we pray together into different themes, different aspects of what may be going on, different things that people may just need to feel and to live and to breathe in. I believe that when people pray together, things change. When people pray together, you can change because you are making yourself available and aware to the divine presence and the divine power of God. So I invite anyone, everyone, to get on that call. It's going to be actually next Monday. Awesome, yes. That's going to be next Monday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And so we just want to invite you. You can dial in to 712-832-8292, and the PIN is 7067. And of course, that'll be posted online. That'll be on Facebook, Twitter, and your Instagram. But once again, you could dial 712-832-8292 and use the PIN 7067, and you will be truly, truly engaged, truly blessed by 7 powerful women that pray into the Spirit of God and are covered truly by His anointing, which is a beautiful, beautiful blessing. The second entity of the Spiritual Harmony Network is Harmony Relief. Harmony Relief is a group of people that we come together to give relief to people that may be experiencing any type of hardship, whether it's a major hardship that everyone knows about or a not-so-publicized hardship that may be in your own life. And so that's what we do. We connect with people to give them relief. And then our third entity is the Harmony Mothers, Harmony of Mothers, where we as women, we as mothers, we come together Yes, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. We had some technical difficulties, and so we're just going to continue on. That's funny to me. So I was truly in the middle of saying that. That is funny. I've never had that happen before, listeners. I never had the show just drop off. So I don't know what that technical difficulty was about, but I do apologize for that in advance. I don't know what happened. So now I have to regather my thoughts, but I probably could pick up just where I left off. But I think it's important that we don't allow anyone or anything to alter our happiness, to alter who we are, and to alter what God has called us to be and what state he called us to live in, because that is the state where we can truly connect and attract people and make a difference in the world, because there are entities in life that people would like you to think that life isn't as great as it is, that life is full of sorrow, that life is full of sadness, that life is full of troublesome times, but that's not true. That is not true. So I want to discover today, and I want to explore today what the path to true happiness is and what it means to your life, to my life, to the lives of those we come in contact with. And I have found that there are three major entities that will guide us as we travel the path to true happiness. And get a pen and paper, because I think this is awesome. I've observed this, and I think this is wonderful. But the first pathway, the first key, like I say in everything, is active stimulation. Active stimulation. You're like, Yvette, what does that mean? What are you talking about when you say stimulation and when you use it as far as happiness? And I find anytime you're stimulated doing something, it changes who you are. It changes the way you look at things. It changes the way you want to be in that moment. It changes just the whole function of what you're doing. And so you have to find what stimulates you, what makes you want to do what you do, what makes you happy. And stimulation is defined as arouse to action or effort. It is an encouragement. It's a pressure. It's a spur to spur you on, to incite. So what spurs you on? What incites you? That's what happiness is all about. When you find something that spurs you on, that makes you happy, that stimulates the innermost being of you. I mean, has anyone besides me ever been in those moments of stimulation where you're doing something that stimulates you at the core? And I can share one of the times that I think it was probably one of the times I was most stimulated in life and just doing what I do, besides doing what I do now, besides helping people become one with their soul now, I would say the other most amazing and most stimulating and most insightful time in my life was when I was in the military, because when I was actively engaged in a mission, in a function, it let me know and allowed me to be who I was truly called to be. It allowed me to be immersed within my very soul, because I was serving a purpose that was beyond myself, that took me to another level that I hadn't experienced before. And it showed me who I was, what I was truly all about, and what I was truly called to do and to be. And many people, and I think many service members experience this, during a deployment, during the time where you're away from your family and you're away from your normal culture and you're immersed in the mission, There's a true purpose, and it is so stimulating, and it is so invigorating, nothing like you can experience normally. And I think that's where a lot of people get addicted to. You get addicted to that stimulation, and I think that's a major key to happiness, is being stimulated by something. What stimulates you? What makes you want to do what you do? What's that driving force that makes you do what you do in an everyday moment? And a lot of people, I know the major thing that people are saying now, why? What's your why? Why do you do it? Why do you get stimulated by it? What is it that you can do when you're tired, when you're just dog tired, when you're asleep, when you wake up, when you can do it if it paid you nothing but a renewal of the soul? So I think it's important that we find that piece of pleasure in what we do, because that's going to be a major, major key to happiness. And you say, well, Yvette, how do I find that? Well, how do I look for it? Where do I begin? I believe that all things start in the stillness of the mind. I believe that all things start in the stillness of the mind. When you can get your mind still, when you can get it gathered in that moment where it's quiet, where you hear nothing else but what's going on inside your spirit, your mind opens up to a creative nature that's unhindered, unmanipulated, and is undefeated. And so to find that stimulation for yourself, find that stillness. Find that moment where you can be still so everything can be manifested, so you can gain the answer that you need where it's uninhibited. And then once you find that stimulation, once you find that thing that makes you actively stimulated in each moment, do more of it. Do more and more of it. And add it to your plate. Add it to those days that are busy. Add it to those times and those moments in life where you're just going and going and going and going. And add it to it. I know for me, lately, it has been serving. That's where I've gained the most stimulation, has been by serving, by giving back. Because there's been moments in my own life, in my own pathway, where I could have made the choice to be sad. I could have made the choice to dwell in that sadness and that sorrow of what was happening. But I made the active choice to be happy, that no matter what's going on, how bleak it may seem, the solution's already planned out. God is already going to deliver. My benefactor has already created what he needs to create within me. And this is just going to be the solution that I can give him glory for. So I've learned to serve. In these moments, I've learned to serve. And it doesn't take a lot to serve. It just takes a little bit. It just takes a little bit of effort, a little bit of yourself, a little bit of your time, your resources, your finances, just to serve. And there's so many ways to serve. There's so many ways and entities to serve. You can serve in your spiritual community. You can serve in the community you live in. You could serve your family. You could serve the homeless. You could serve the people at work by you just being a part of who they are. So you just find a way to have that active stimulation by mindfulness, by setting your mind free, stillness. And the stillness would be the meditation and the prayer. And then once you locate that desire, you just let it flow. And that's the second key, is to just let it flow. Allow it to be. Don't try to hinder it. Don't try to maneuver it in a certain way. The desire has to flow. It has to be made manifest. And what happens when you just let it flow, there's a creative nature to your mind that increases. And that's the great thing about it, is that when you let it flow, you allow an increase in your mind. And this morning when I woke up, I was watching a video by Deepak Chopra, and I love him as a spiritual teacher. He is phenomenally amazing. And he was talking today about friendships and what friendships do for you. And he quoted some statistics that I thought were awesome, is that when you have a happy friend, your happiness increases by 15%. And then when your happy friend has a happy friend, your happiness again increases by another 10%. And that's just showing that when you just let it flow, you can infect so many people, and you can affect your whole world, the world that you're given order too, you can affect it in such a powerful way so that everyone that you come in contact with, everyone that comes in contact with you, they see your overall happiness and you can affect them. We have the power. Oh, my people, people of God, we have the power to affect the world we live in. And it is important that we recognize that power, that we see that power, that we delve into that power so that we can fully use that power for the glory of God. And if you heard me speak before, if you listened to me any time, I truly believe that the power of God is strong. Excuse me, that the power of God will show us who we need to be, that the power of God is living within inside us. So when we can allow our happiness to flow, when we allow our creativity to flow, that means we can affect everything in our own personal world, that we can be in the playground of our spirit. Oh, my God, I like that. I like that. We can be in the playground of our spirit. Have you ever watched a child on the playground and they're just completely happy? There's nothing that can affect them, nothing that's going on in their life that could touch them. At that moment, they are on the playground of their soul. They are in the happiest place that they know how to. They're in the place where everything is perfect, where everything is just going just their own way. And I think that is so important that we find the playground of our soul, that we know that there is a place that we can play. There is a place where we can be truly, truly happy. So we just have to let it flow and just let it be so that we can be authentically who God called us to be and live in that pure flow. And so I think that's the second key to true happiness. And I think one of the most major keys, which is the third key to happiness, is gratitude. When gratitude is your attitude, you're thankful for everything that comes into your life. You're thankful for everything that happens. You're thankful for everything that is. You're just completely thankful for everything that is just going on, so that you know that whatever happens, it is for the right reasons at the right time. And there's a saying that I like to quote, that I'm already all right now, that there's nothing that's going on that I can't be grateful for. Because when you look for the good of all the situation, you can find the true happiness. You can find the unconditional happiness. And I've been reading a book, The Untethered Soul. Oh, my goodness, you people. That is a phenomenally amazing book. And it has stimulated my life so much, to the extent it's changing my whole thought process. And I'm so thankful for that, because my soul is becoming renewed again and again and again. And I love being renewed, and I love having renewal of the mind, of the spirit, of the soul. And it's phenomenal. So one of the quotes from the book was, "Unconditional happiness is the path to true spiritual enlightenment." Wow. Unconditional happiness is the path to true spiritual enlightenment. To be on a pathway of spirituality where you're truly enlightened, where you're truly in a state of awareness, is a special and authentic place to be. And I think that is truly, truly amazing, that your soul is so enlightened, that your spirit is awakened, and that the path is to happiness. And I think that is so wonderful. And it's in the book, the quote came from The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And it's a great read. If you get a chance, check it out. It is an awesome read. Because what happens is when our happiness becomes unconditional and we're on that pathway, we can operate in a higher frequency of connecting with our spirit. And you say, well, what does that mean to connect with your spirit at a higher frequency? That means you're vibrating. That means you're connecting higher than you would have before because you're allowing your soul to be where it is and to do what it needs to do. And so you always want to operate in the highest frequency possible so that you can get the most out of your spirit, the most out of your soul, because when you operate in a higher frequency, you attract those people that have that same high frequency level that you have. And that is awesome because, you know, like minds and like spirits attract one another. And so when you can attract that flow, that happiness to you, it is so stimulating. So people, this week I just want to say, the path to true happiness is finding active stimulation, going with the flow, and finding true gratitude, gratitude of the spirit, gratitude of the mind, gratitude of the soul. And so I think that that is what we need to search for and know that happiness is a true choice. In anything that we do, anything that we seek to accomplish, happiness is a choice. So if you choose to be happy, and I hope that we all choose to be happy so we can infect and affect our surroundings and our world in a powerful and mighty way. And once we're able to realize our God-given spiritual power and our creative power and our creative nature, we can truly affect the world, the spirit, everything in a true and mighty, powerful way, and make changes in the world. That's the most important thing, is making changes in the whole world and in the world that we live in, so that the world, as people like to say it is, truly isn't the way it is. The true way that we're supposed to be, and I truly believe and I observe that God wants us to be, is in a pure state of bliss, is in a pure state of happiness, because that's when we're able to adjust and maneuver and make a change in the world. And honestly, we can be abundantly, abundantly pure and abundantly happy in everything that we do, in everything that we seek to be, in everything that we seek to become. And I think that's where we should dwell, live, and like I said, I like to get in that nook and that cranny. So happiness can be your nook and your cranny through whatever you're going through in any entity of your life. And so I just want to leave with us the meditative thought for today as we wrap up the show. The meditative thought is, today I create the happiness of spirit. I accept the divine order to guide my happiness. I restore the power my creator birthed inside of me. The release of my happiness affects the world. I allow the benefactor to grow my happiness through my authentic joy. Creativity is the order of the day. I allow it to flow through me and as me. I am grateful and I let it be. All is well, and so it is. Amen. So I just encourage everyone in every moment of your life to find that authentic joy, what stimulates you, to stay on the path to true happiness, to stay on the path to pure joy, to know that there is a path that you need to be on, that we all should be on, to true happiness. And once we're on that pathway, hey guys, let's not get off of it. I'm talking about once you find that true path and once you're on it, don't get off of it for anything. So I just want to wish everyone a beautiful, happy day. This is Yvette Harmony Jet, the spiritual harmonizer. And I always say, become one with your soul. Namaste.